Welcome to Marvel Vision, a podcast about Marvel, the MCU, and right now a bunch of news updates. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin, and let's dance for the last time. The last dance.
Before we get to that, if you got tips or stories you want us to cover, you can email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. But as Justin teed up, Venom 3 has a title. It's Venom, The Last Dance. It's moved up its release date a little bit. It's now coming out on October 25th. Just in time for Halloween. That's how we like it. What do you think, Justin? Are you excited to tango one last time with your favorite symbiote?
What is this dance? Do you think it's the dance between Eddie and the symbiote? Who's dancing here?
I'm not sure. I do think one of the things that they've leaned into increasingly over the series is the LGBTQ plus subtext of what's going on here. They definitely hit that, not hard, but pretty hard with Venom 2 after people had speculated a lot about it in the first Venom. So I do wonder if there is some sort of romantic sexual thing going on in the third movie, particularly because it seems like Tom Hardy and his friends have full creative control on this thing. But also, the clear implication is A, this is the last Venom movie. B, now, this might be whatever Sony was trying to do with their Spider-Man movies. They're kind of done with it for the moment. But I don't know. I think my main takeaway is like, movie studios are always trying to drive people into the theaters to go see the movies. And what better way of doing that than implying that it is the final movie in a movie trilogy?
And implying that it's also the Michael Jordan documentary?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mix these movies up. Yeah, exactly. Symbiote dreams.
Yeah, in a way, Venom is a sort of space jam.
Oh, it's true. You mean jam like jelly?
Yeah, like jelly, like he's goop.
Wow, that's a fun way to think of it. That's definitely what I'm going to call Venom from now on, Space Jam. These movies are also the wildest pieces of content out there. They are doing whatever they want. Tom Hardy has so much creative control, and his producing partner who's taken over, they do everything together. They have a wild way of making these movies. They just follow their instincts at all times, and it makes for some of the more interesting movies in the genre. So get it weird. Be weirder. Let's see what happens.
And I do really think moving it up before Halloween is a smart thing to do. You know, this isn't strictly a horror movie, but it's exactly the sort of stupid monster thing that people want to see the week before Halloween and on Halloween potentially. So I could see if it's cheesy, if it's terrible, like the previous two movies, people watching it at midnight showings on Halloween and laughing and enjoying it. And there you go. So,
I mean, horror comedies work, especially at that time of year, and especially with the Venom successes underneath it. Like, that's a fun combo.
Yeah, I think, you know, we will talk. Actually, we can talk about this now. Madame Web, for example, just came out on March 15th on streaming for rent or to buy, just over one day over a month when it was released in theaters. That's clearly Sony being like, we're not going to get any more money out of this. Just put that out there, because that's very atypical. Usually they take 45 days before they put a movie out that way. So they're barreling past Madame Web. Craven, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But I
think Venom, they're like, if we have any shot at something actually crushing it this year, it's Venom 3. So
yeah, and which is smart. I also think maybe they're trying to ride that Oscar bump. They got made fun of multiple times during the Oscars. So Madame Web's like, yeah, let's put it out there. Let's see if anybody wants to know why everyone's calling us out.
Yes. All right. Here, from a fun story to a not so fun story, Bo DeMeo, who is one of the big guys behind X-Men 97, was abruptly let go, possibly fired by Marvel before the show premiered. He had already worked on two seasons of the show. Reportedly, they're working on a third season, and he had already started on that. He also worked on Moon Knight and drafts of Blade. There's a lot of rumors out there about why he was let go. We don't have any definitive information, but this was my big takeaway is this was surprisingly public for Marvel, which is something you don't usually see.
Well, surprisingly public that it happened, but not why it happened. It's usually some side will, if something like this happens, either not want it out or put it out, but also attach a reason to it so that the story sort of closes itself up. The fact that we don't know, I mean, and in the way it was done, it felt like sort of they shut his email and walked him, escorted him out of the office. Something bad must have gone on here. And the fact that no one's talking about it means both sides don't want it out. So I feel like it could be some sort of problem.
Yeah, the stuff that has bubbled online, and this is always extremely rumory, is one, that he was a nightmare to work with, but lots of people are nightmares to work with. That doesn't lead to you getting fired a week before the show's having its premiere. Also, he had an OnlyFans that was not like straight up nude OnlyFans. Apparently it was a funny OnlyFans or something, but that's been public information for years.
Long time.
So neither of those things really add up to, we do not want you on the press tour because bad things are going to happen, which is exactly what this is. So, again, we don't know what it is. Stinks when these sort of things happen, but there you go.
Well, and it's especially strange to have this, because they knew this was going to come out at least right before the premiere. Like, it's just like a negative story in the media at the same time they're trying to have wildly positive stories. So, very strange.
Yeah. I mean, to that point, they're everybody who's seen the show has been extraordinarily positive about it. There's been a lot of interviews come out. We're going to get into some of the side stuff that came out from them in a second. But there's also been these non-quotes that have come out because, of course, people who are doing their journalistic best are asking, why was Bo DeMeo fired? And they're just releasing these non-statements about it. It's like, well, things happen sometimes, and sometimes they happen in a time when they happen, and there you go.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
All right, whatever it is. Sorry, he killed somebody, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. All right, why don't we move on to another one? Miriam Margolyes, who people probably know from the Harry Potter movies and others, turned down Agatha for pay reasons. This comes from news.com/Australia. I don't know. It's Australian news.
News.com. Wow, man, news. They got it figured out.
They sure do. So here's a quote. She has a autobiography that she's putting out. But she said, they contacted me and said, we're doing a story about witches. I thought, oh God, not witches again, because I've done that with Harry Potter. I don't like America. And I didn't want to be in Georgia for 4 months. So I just said, Well, I want £1 million. And they said, you can have $500 million. And I said, no, I don't want to do it. So it just stopped. Really, it's a story about my own greed rather than anything else.
Wow. I don't like America. Shouts, Miriam. Tell us how you really feel.
I don't know. I thought this was kind of a hilarious, great quote. Like, she's an older actress who's done a ton of stuff. She doesn't need to do this. So, yeah, ask for a ridiculous amount of money and they don't give it to you. You don't have to do it. I've seen a bunch of people online, hardcore Marvel fans, being like, hey, you take the money because it's Marvel.
No, that's weird. That's the weirdest possible take. Like, when you're older, yeah, of course you're like, yeah, I want $1 million. And they're like, oh, you know what? Well, I don't give a fuck. I'm old. I'm done. Yeah. I got money. I'm on news.com in Australia. I'm famous. I'm an actual witch, probably. So, boom.
Yeah. There you go. Good on her. Getting back to these interviews we were talking about around X-Men 97, because Bo DeMeo was not available, Brad Winterbaum has been doing the tour.
They got Winterbaum. Nice.
They got the Winterbaum. And a couple of things have come out from this, but the big ones that I wanted to highlight is Ironheart and Wonder Man apparently are both being edited right now. We've wondered about the status of those, and he said, yeah, absolutely, we're editing. This is for the Agents of Fandom podcast website, news.com. I guess, yeah, absolutely, we're editing both of these shows as we speak. They're spectacular, they're amazing, and they're different. We're able to explore corners of the universe that are really exciting. Riri Williams is one of them, and I cannot wait for people to meet Simon Williams. And reading this quote is the first time I realized they have the same last name.
I was just going to say the same thing. Brother and sister team. Williams, hot name out there. I mean, I hope they're the biggest thing from this. I was like, I hope they're different. I hope they're different from each other and they're different from what's come before and are fun, interesting, wild swings.
I am worried about both of
good.
Them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, thanks. I'm worried about Ironheart because it's been on the shelf for so long and it's just been sitting there. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever came out, what, a year and a half at this point? Something like that.
Something like that.
So a while back, Wonder Man obviously ran into strike stuff, but at the same time, I guess we'll see. Hard to do a superhero comedy for Marvel, as we've already seen in some aspects. So I don't know. This read as producer speak to me a little bit, being like, they're going to knock your socks off. Get ready. But I don't know. We'll see when they come out.
Definitely like Stanley Jr. Statements here, especially when talking about another project that they need to succeed right now. They're like, these are also good. Bye. Please. See you, Williams.
And X-Men 97 Williams. In another interview, he did say they're still working on a Nova project in some aspect, which sounds wild.
Now, and that's Nova from the Guardians movies, though.
Yes.
Like, that's not like Nova the hero from the comics. Because Nova the hero from the comics, fun. The Nova, like, sort of bureaucracy organization in space that flies triangles around, less interested in that as a series.
Well, could they do that, though? I feel like they could pivot it in some way. Be like Rogue Nova Corps, Richard Rider gets a helmet, flies around the universe, does stuff.
Hell yeah. Would love. I love Nova. Great character from the 90s. There's been a lot of solo. That character in the comics has gone through a lot of changes. But at its core, it was like sort of Marvel's Green Lantern, but a little like more. If the Green Lanterns are like cops, detectives, like on the case, Nova was like country cop who messes up all the time and, smashes into stuff. And I think that's a fun tone to take.
I could see them, if they do go forward with a Nova thing, doing Sam Alexander, who is a Nova who found a Nova helmet, young kid, and ended up being Nova on Earth. So you don't have to worry too much about the space seeds or anything like that. The other thing, only thing about that, though, is do they want to have yet another character who talks to their helmet? Maybe not. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, but easier to film.
There you go. Moving on to Deadpool and Wolverine. A couple of non-stories have come out about that. James Marsden did an interview with the Playlist podcast and said, we just wrapped up Sonic 3, actually. We were near the Deadpool stages up there in Pinewood, actually. Yeah, this is a little bit of a Pandora's box. So
that's a crazy. He says you can see he's running out of gas in the statement because he's like, we just wrapped. Actually, we're in the Deadpool stages. Actually, I can't talk any. I know. Oh, no, I messed up already.
Here's the thing about Pandora's box. Hope is at the bottom.
Oh, nice. Do you think that's what he was getting at?
Absolutely.
He's like, all I have left is hope. I think he's definitely in it.
Absolutely.
And I think they're going to do. I mean, we. Is it, can we say what we know what the story here is? They're going.
Sure. I mean, this is like, just to clarify, this was extremely rumory 4chan story that seems like it tracks at least a little bit, and we'll see how much they get right. So if you don't want to know, spoilers, turn away, but go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, definitely. This will be spoiler because, but this was a leaked plot synopsis is where I read it, but every public contract and talent deal that has come out supports this story 100%. So I have a feeling this is true, and it's such a great idea that Deadpool used the TVA to go back through all the bad Marvel movies and, like, you know, I think probably end them, like assassinate them is my guess. Sort of like a Deadpool kills the Marvel universe type thing. So yes, we're going to see all. We're going to see Ben Affleck Daredevil. We're going to see Elektra. We're going to see James Marsden and other X-Men. Wolverine's there. Like, it's all right there. It's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is the movie after Doctor Strange and Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, Spider-Man No Way Home definitely delivered on what people thought it was going to be. But Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness and so many other movies, people have been like, oh, and this character is going to show up and they're going to bring back this character. And they did.
Mephisto's in this. It's definitely Mephisto.
Yeah, but not like the level that people were speculating online. I think this movie is going to be that and more so. I was watching Deadpool 2 again the other day, and I had forgotten about the joke where he's in the X-Mansion, and this is following up on a joke of the first movie where he's talking to Colossus, and he's like, what is the deal with this mansion? I don't understand. It's just the two of you in here at any point. It's completely empty. I don't understand why the studio couldn't put out movie money for more actors. And as they're walking by, they pass by a door and the rest of the X-Men are in there. And they just like very hurriedly close the door so you can't see them.
Great joke.
That's what this whole movie is going to be, I think.
Yeah. And I think it couldn't – that – idea, that joke, if they do pay it off in the way we're saying, couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah.
It helps Marvel just like not take themselves so seriously, undercut and own all the like negative creative commentary on their movies. This could really just nail it so hard, I think.
Well, let's talk about something for the maybe not the opposite end of the spectrum, but certainly how I feel about it. Karen Soni, who stars as Mohinder, I believe the carriage driver in the series, who is coming back for this one, said that Deadpool and Wolverine is full of Kevin Feige jokes, which feels like, okay, to me, the diametric opposite of what we were just talking about.
Yeah, that's too inside baseball and meta in a way that is less fun. That's like the joke for the Hollywood press people. Mm-hmm. Us journalists, real journalists, yes. Like
professional,
we are
professional.
Yeah. Like I'd much rather have a joke about, you know, James Marsden's Cyclops, him being a dick or whatever, rather than a Kevin Feige reference.
Yeah. I mean, we're not particularly kind to She-Hulk, but they already did the Kevin Feige joke. Like they got that. They're good there. I could see doing a Kevin Feige reference or two, or like, Feige's not going to like this. That's fine. But don't pepper it throughout the movie. Don't have him in the movie or anything. Yeah. I don't know. It's sort of that it becomes a little too much like the roast of Kevin Feige.
Yeah, and we're already doing that, gang. We don't need that.
That is our everyday lives. Two more quick ones to throw out here. John Bernthal went to Instagram to tease his return as the Punisher, put up One Batch, Two Batch, the children's book we all know and love and remember from the Punisher TV show. It's, you're laughing.
Well, just the idea that John Bernthal teases his return as the Punisher, like, we can release that story every 3 months. Like, he's always just like, what if I bought a gun? Like, he is, like, right there.
Well, and we know he's returning for Daredevil Born Again, so he's like, I don't know what's going on. We're like, we do know. We do know you are going to be back as the Punisher, so.
I feel teased. I feel over-teased by my guy.
Stop teasing me. And let's see if you're teased by this next story. This comes from Us Magazine, who revealed that Lindsay Lohan is in talks to play a, quote, vixen superhero in the MCU. I don't know what that means, or they got their details wrong. Just going to throw that out of there.
Yeah, meaning she's playing Vixen from the DC universe. Also not good. Uh-oh. I mean, sure. It's crazy to put the word vixen there. Like, did she do that? She did. Her press or publicist put that.
100%. Because they were like our sources. I'm sure Us Magazine, they're obviously good at what they do, but I don't think Us Magazine is plugged into the Marvel industrial complex of making movies or anything like that. So that 100% was her PR agent being like, we're in talks with the MCU for a Marvel role, continuing her comeback after Irish Wish, now on Netflix.
Nice. Irish Wish. Irish Goodbye. Who knows what this means? As far as her being in the title role in a superhero movie, suspect about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. If you have any ideas about who Lindsay Lohan should play in the MCU, you can always write us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. We do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about Marvel stuff. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show at Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, stay marvelous.
And news.com, we are available for your journalism needs, so hit us up.
You got five on it? With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you about to eat. Your choice of a tender, juicy McChicken or a hot, cheesy McDouble sandwich and a crispy four-piece McNuggets and a small fries and a small drink for just $5.
Money.
Woo. Five gets you more at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary for limited time only.